I wanted to mention about, and maybe we can have more conversations in the following weeks about the game, because that's been up for me too, because I see children really get hooked into jumping through specific hoops and wanting to succeed at things. And what does that mean? And is it entirely a bad thing?
Again, he who controls the lexicon controls the world. So the way I used game and the way you used game were very different. I'm using game in the sense of the entire globally constructed reality of the class system is a game. Hierarchy is a game. You know, you're born into it. Oh my goodness, how can I figure this out? How do I survive? But while we're busy trying to play the game, we're not noticing that it's a game in a game, that the true game is keeping us playing the game. And that those who are setting it up have a whole different agenda, which we are just pawns in. And I'm arguing that we have to think bigger, that we have to consciously stop being pawns, stop giving power our unconscious allegiance, and begin taking up responsibility for the globe ourselves. And that's not a game. That's actually honoring the earth, which is our bodies, slowing down, listening to our thoughts, writing them down, becoming separate, independent beings from the system, which is all that I mean by the game, and sharing them with each other. That's the first step. That's the first key piece. We just start talking to each other. We start sharing our burdens.
Why can't the game be a game to get out of the game? Why can't it be a game? That sounds cool to me. If a game of getting out of this mess, what's wrong with that?